I'm going to invite some of our men to come and prepare to serve us communion. This is our opportunity to reflect on the gospel, to reflect on what Jesus did for each one of us. He stood in my place, condemned, yet declared innocent. He didn't suffer for his own sins, he suffered for mine. Have you received that gift? The gift of forgiveness, the gift that all my sins are washed away by the blood of Jesus. He invites us today, come to me, find life, find sustenance for your souls, find freedom, feed on my body broken, my blood poured out. That is our only spiritual nourishment. We remember together. As we look at the cross, that's what I deserve. And thank God I'm not going to ever experience what I deserve. I get to, for eternity, experience what he deserved. Eternal life in the presence of his Father, given to me as a gift because he paid my price. If you're throwing yourself on his mercy, taking him at his word and receiving that gift, take bread, take juice, physical, tangible reminders of the price he paid, what he did for you. When we've all been served as a body of believers, we'll take that together and give him thanks and worship him. Lord, what we hold in our hands is nothing short of amazing. God, you reveal your wrath toward rebels against you, and yet we, those rebels you so loved that you sent your only Son to die. A death I deserve, to bear the wrath that should have been on me for eternity. And you invite me, because of what Jesus did, to come. You give us access. You invite us near. The veil that separated even the priests from your holy presence was ripped in two, Jesus, when you died on that cross, so that today we could draw near to the throne of grace. Thank you for the access that you purchased with your own blood. Thank you that today we can draw near. Help us to treasure that gift. We receive a good gift from your hand and we say thank you. His body broken for you. Take and eat. Jesus' blood poured out to pay my price in full. Drink.